Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. To meet the demands of AI, more than 40 data centers up and running or in the planning stages in the tri-state area. But there's growing concerns the energy demand will drive up costs and increase carbon emissions. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
With the growth of AI comes an increase in data centers and, as a result, a growing demand for energy. Amazon has contracted to open two new data centers in Pennsylvania, including one at the former U.S. Steel facility in Bucks County. Amazon plans to pull energy from existing sources, which raises alarms for clean energy advocates. Jackson Morris focuses on the energy sector for the National Resources Defense Council, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group.
The Amazon transaction is with an existing facility, so it's not really doing anything to A, help bring on new megawatts to meet the demand because it was already there, and B, it's not going to be helping with emissions because that plant already existed.
Moore says by taking from the existing grid, Amazon could end up driving up prices, impacting home heating and cooling costs, and costs for other commercial consumers.
What we really need to avoid negative consumer impacts and negative climate and emissions impacts is we need these data centers to contract with new additional deliverable zero emissions resources, whether that's solar, wind, or new nuclear. That's the only way to prevent negative consumer impacts and negative emissions impacts.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Monday is World Hepatitis Day, and a nonprofit public health and social services organization in Kensington offering free Hep C testing. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Hepatitis C is a disease caused by a virus that infects the liver. Over time, Hep C can damage the liver, but it's treatable if caught early. Hep C is usually spread by blood-to-blood contact like needle sharing. Prevention Point Philadelphia serves thousands of people experiencing homelessness and substance use disorder every year. The organization will be conducting free hepatitis C tests and counseling services on Monday from noon to 2 p.m. in its Love Lot. Kareem Mims is Prevention Healthcare Coordinator at Prevention Point.
So you show up, we'll do a rapid Hep C test, which is the finger stick. The results come back within 15 minutes. If we decide or if the test reads that you're positive for Hep C, we'll immediately get you labs and then schedule for a follow-up appointment with the provider. But we will have the provider on site to talk to you a little bit about treatment options.
Those who get tested on Monday will get a $10 McDonald's gift card. Prevention Point Philadelphia is located at 2910 Ruth Street near Cambria Street. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Phillies legend Dick Allen has finally been inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. More on this from KYW's Vic Ragapathy.
Although he is not physically here to accept the honor, I assure you, he is with us.
Willa Allen paying tribute to her late husband, Dick, sound from the Baseball Hall of Fame. As a Philly, Allen won the 1964 National League Rookie of the Year and led the NL in OPS in 66 and 67.
But his statistics tell only part of the story.
Allen faced discrimination as the first black star of the Phillies, the NL's last team to integrate. Media members called him Richie, despite his insistence that his name was Dick. Through it all, though, Willa Allen says her husband remained deeply kind-hearted.
The ground crew. The cooks in the kitchen, the clubhouse staff, the vendors, the custodians. He had to greet every one of them every time.
Conflicts with the team led to Allen spending 5 prime years in other cities, including Chicago, where he won an MVP. But the city and Allen himself enjoyed a heartwarming reunion in 1975 and 76.
He loved the city. He loved the energy. And most of all, yes, he loved the fans.
The Phillies retired Allen's number 15 in 2020, 3 months before he died at 78. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Kate Bronstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.